Is it?
They said it couldn't be done. They said I was crazy.
But I did it. You did it. That's mm-hmm. good.
I went back to the bar. I just had a terrible thought, by the way. Yeah. I'm Kyle, and that's
and I'm Orion.
Yeah. I went last week. I was talking about how I went to the bar. I got drunk. I blacked out. I ended up in some guy's living room.
Best time ever. Yeah.
He probably thought I was trying to rape his kids, which I wasn't, I don't think, but who knows, because I was blacked out. And I do get pretty affectionate.
Surprised you didn't wake up in the sleeping bag of the little girl.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey,
who
move
the
over.
Fuck are you?
It's cozy in here. So last week I talked about that blackout story and how I woke up in some random dude's living room.
Yeah.
And Gavin in the forums, he said, what did he say? He said, how can you even imagine wanting to drink again after entering someone's house? Hell, that guy deserves major props for not beating the shit out of you or shooting you in the face because yeah. America.
Yeah.
Clearly your decisions are poor when smashed.
Yeah.
And I agree, actually. And that was even I had thought about that, but that was something I hadn't quite addressed, was like I mentioned that he was being way cooler than he needed to be and that I thought he was probably terrified. But you're absolutely right. Like if he had just punched me out or came at me with a shotgun or something, I couldn't really blame him, you know.
And what are you going to do?
So I really did luck out on that on that level or whatever. But I went back. I went back. Last week I'd said I was going to go back.
Yes.
Which seemed like a bad idea, but I said I was going to do it anyway because I figured I knew my limit now. Because last time, the time before that, I was okay. I had two pitchers mm-hmm. of beer. This last time I went back, had three pitchers of beer and a shot and blacked out. So then I went back one more time thinking, okay, I know if I stick to two pitchers, I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I did. And I was fine.
Oh,
I was drunk, but I was fine. I remember walking home. It was all good. I remember stumbling home, but I remember it,
nice.
Which is the key factor, the key ingredient. I knew where I was and I got home okay.
I couldn't wait to hear what the bartenders had to say.
So
what happened?
I asked kind of. Well, first thing I sat down and one of the bartender chicks, asked me if I was going to be quiet again, if I was going to go back to being quiet again.
Yeah.
Because apparently, and I kind of knew this, but apparently last time I was there, the time that I blacked out, I started getting very, very chatty.
Yeah.
I was having a good time.
Loud. Everybody listen to me.
This time she told me that last time I was dancing,
mm-hmm.
which I assume I didn't get up and dance. I think I was dancing in my seat to some song on the jukebox or whatever, but that's not really something I do. Unless I'm making fun of myself most of the time.
Yeah.
So apparently I was having a really good time. But so things, I was kind of embarrassed by that. Like, you're going to go back to being quiet and you were dancing last week. But things seemed to be okay. Then eventually I got up the courage to ask, I asked the other bartender, I said, when I was here last week,
yeah,
did I do anything out of line or did I behave myself? And she said, oh no, you were fine. I would have told you if something had happened.
God.
And then she went as far as to say, you know, when I'm not here, I go to this other bar every week and I get blackout drunk every week. So I feel you. So
wow.
It was all good. I did stay primarily pretty quiet at the beginning of the night. The seats around the actual bar, that's a weird thing about America.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not an American thing in particular,
yeah.
but we call the building, the establishment, the bar,
yeah.
and we call the bar in the establishment, the bar.
Yeah.
And so when I say I went to the bar, it's hard to discern which one I meant.
Yeah,
we know you went to the bar. You're already telling the story. No, I mean, I went to the bar in the bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
You lost me, chaps.
I know it's not calling it the bar is not exclusive
mm-hmm.
to America, but I think if we used a different term for the establishment, pub maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know the details of what makes a pub a pub.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if we called it a pub and then referred to the bar in the pub as the bar, it would be less confusing.
Mm-hmm.
What was I saying? Okay, the bar in the bar, the seats around it were largely filled up, and the only one really left was kind of behind one of those video poker machines, but mm-hmm. the machine was turned off. And so I'm kind of sitting in the corner by myself, not conducive to the kind of drunken socializing I like to do.
Yeah.
And I wasn't drunk yet, you know, in the beginning of the night. And So I spent the beginning of the night pretty quiet. And then as the night wore on, I kept going out for smoke breaks. And I went out to smoke at one point, and there was this dude out there, probably my age, and with this chick who was like, my guess would be she was in like her mid-40s.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pretty friendly. And eventually she went back inside because she doesn't smoke. And then some of his friends came out, and they were all talking. And they were talking about this chick like... She's this cougar that like, I guess he works at this other bar and she comes and visits him and she wrote him like some kind of letter and then they went out and I guess he had a girlfriend, but he's like, I don't know though, man, she's all over me. And they're all like, oh bro, man, that's so badass. Oh shit.
God.
Very, very, bro kind of mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't care, you know, it was funny. So I went back down before they did. And I was walking back to my seat at the bar, and this older lady gets up from her little table she's sitting at near the pool tables and comes and like grabs my arm and says, hey, go get your pitcher and bring it over here. And I had talked to her outside, but for like all of 2 seconds, like I had said, you know, like, hi, basically.
Yeah.
And so I did go grab my pitcher and come back over there because I figured it, like, what else am I going to do?
Yeah,
like, how weird would that be if I didn't?
Yeah.
You know, like I went back to the bar and sat there and looked at her funny.
Yeah. That's not nice.
Why are you such a weird? So I went back and I sat with her and we got to talk. And then eventually that guy came back down and he started playing pool with some friends. And she got up at some point and like wandered away. And I drunkenly asked the dude, do you want me to like fuck off back to the bar? Because I feel like I'm intruding. Like she asked me to come sit down. I'm not like trying to steal your cougar.
Yeah.
I just feel weird about this. And he's like, no, man. Nah, it's all you. She ain't, you know what? He said that several times. It's all me.
It's all you.
Yeah. It's all you.
God.
And that's so great. We talked about all kinds of shit, like how shitty Michigan is. We talked about engineering of all things. We talked about how depressing it is in the winter, and we talked about going to college.
Yeah,
one of the things that cracked me up, because she is kind of an older lady. She was a nice lady, but she has that kind of unintentional, like I grew up in a different time sort of racism going on.
Yeah.
There was a black guy playing pool with the other guys.
Oh, man.
And I like how I do that. When I say a guy, you can pretty much assume I meant a white guy.
Yeah.
If I mean anything else, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Which feels sort of racist in and of itself, but I don't.
I've been there. But then as I I got more and more black friends on my side, I see.
On your side?
They do the same thing. They're like, I was hanging out with the guy, and then I went over to this white guy. They do the same thing.
Yeah, it's just the way it is.
It's just how it's easier. Yeah. It's easier.
But anyway, so yeah, she points to this black guy, and she says, he has a nice face. Which, you know, is a weird thing to say, but it's not that weird. Yeah. You know, it's a compliment at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kind of elaborates and says, you know, I'm not really usually into black guys because they scare me. But he has a nice face. And I was laughing like, oh, that's good. He's not scary. And, I made a joke about her boning that guy, and she's like, no, I don't do black guys.
Oh,
and it was a very matter of fact statement. Yeah. Like, no, I don't. No, that's not even that funny, really, what you just said, because it's kind of scary to me, black guys. And she kind of went on a mini rant about how scared she is of black guys and like how I can't blame her. And I guess to a certain extent, I sort of understand, but I don't know. Just to be generally afraid of black guys is weird.
I'm kind of curious where the fear is. Yeah. Like the big dick, the fact that they'll be possessive and, you know, keep calling back, but you know, they have other women.
I don't know. In this neighborhood, like if I'm wandering around in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
chances are I will be more intimidated by seeing a black guy walking down the street than by seeing a white guy walking down the street. But I think the reason for that is primarily that in this neighborhood, if I see a black guy walking down the street, he's all thugged out.
Yeah.
And if I see a white guy walking down the street, he's probably just some, like, he's either some like middle-aged drunk or like some nerd wandering around in a hoodie in the middle of the, like, I don't give a shit about you, weird nerd. I could push you over.
Mm-hmm.
But the black guy, like, he's got rape on his mind. So it has less to do with him being black and more to do with the thug life forever kind of mentality.
Yeah.
But I think she's just afraid of being raped by black men. But yeah, so I guess the story doesn't really go anywhere because eventually she got up and left. But we sat and talked for a really long time. And I could tell how drunk I was at one point because for a lady her age, she was decently attractive.
Yeah.
But I definitely have to qualify it. Like, there are women her age who are hot.
Yeah.
She was decently attractive for a woman her age, someone I normally wouldn't have looked twice at. But at a certain point, we were sitting pretty close, and I was like, I would totally make out with her so hard. I really would have.
Oh, man.
So I was pretty good and wasted. And then that was pretty much the end of my night. Well, then, later, a black chick asked me if I remembered her from last week, and I didn't. And she had a picture of us, I think, on her phone. I don't remember what it looked like, but then she had a friend of hers or somebody take another picture of us.
So
there's some black girl from the bar with a picture of me with my arm around her on her phone, which is kind of hilarious to me because what's the point of that picture? Like, do you do this with everyone you meet at the bar? Like, I collect pictures of random people I've met at the bar.
Weird in itself, yeah. Or what did you do that was so impressive that she was like, oh, we're definitely friends. I don't really know him, but...
I'm a really fun guy, you know? I don't think I'm going back, at least not anytime real soon.
All right.
I mean, for one thing, it just costs me money
to do, you know.
Like, I just sit there and I get drunk and spend money. For another thing, it just wasn't, the last time I went back this last week was primarily just to prove to myself that I could do it, that I'm not like some kind of alcoholic with big gaps between my alcoholic episodes. Yeah. That I could handle my shit, and I did. And so that was all I really needed to do, was to prove that to myself, and I did it.
Awesome.
And, you know, as much as I did handle my shit, you know, I was contemplating making out with a 45-year-old woman, which I guess isn't the end of the world, but, like, as weird and kind of clingy as she was, she knew that other guy had a girlfriend, and she's still kind of, like, on his junk. And he's a young dude. Like, the dynamic there felt like, if something had gone on with this chick, it wouldn't have been, oh, remember that time we got drunk? That was hilarious. It would have been, so when are we moving in together? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like that kind of thing. So, you know.
Can you give me money for cigarettes? Oh.
As much as I did kind of keep my shit together, I still don't entirely trust myself going out. I think if I'm going to go to the bar, I need to have other people there that I know that I can kind of keep together with. That, not that I need them to watch me, but that if I started doing something really crazy, they'd be like, okay, it's time to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Or if you were in a situation, like, say she was getting really crazy.
Yeah.
And you're like, I need an excuse to get out of here. Like, I can't just say, I'm gonna go sit over there, because that's insulting. Friends are here. I'm gonna go, you know, I've kind of avoided them all night. I'm gonna go sit with them. That's more polite, I guess. So that's another reason to, but the whole going to the bar and by yourself and God knows what age they could be. If you get enough beer in me, like, I'll think of the dirtiest things to do, because at my workplace, I'll be in I'll be sitting there and a woman, middle-aged, fairly attractive woman, will just ask me a question. But if she starts talking about her life and stuff, like, I get really nervous. Like, there's this like connection and she's lonely and I want to get the fuck out of there.
You know? I definitely got the lonely vibe from this chick. She did tell me all about her ex-husband, which I've forgotten a lot of this because it's been like a week ago now and I was drunk at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, she did strike me as lonely.
Yeah. And that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Cause, it's like you get in this moment and you look at the woman and you can't help but feel like, what else is there to do but fucking make out? Let's do this. Like, what else is there? It's getting quiet and we're close.
You know what's weird?
Yeah.
I don't think that often about making out. Like, if I get, you know, in a certain, if I get horny, I guess. I hate that word. It sounds,
I know.
I don't know why. Maybe it sounds corny. Horny, whatever. Like, but if I get in that mindset, like, I'll watch porn, I'll think about fucking, I don't think about making out that often.
Yeah.
But when I'm drunk, that's like the first thing I think of. Like, yeah. I really want to make out with somebody, which is so weird.
Like your dick turns off for a second.
Yeah, it's like I turned 13.
I just
want to
hug and make out. Yeah. Touch.
If you make out with me and you don't protest, then it will eventually lead, unless I pass out first, it will eventually lead further. But the first thing I want to do is I want to fucking make out with somebody. It's like I'm at a high school party. It's weird.
But I felt that sexual tension with like friends, you know, that are females, and I have no interest in them, but we'll be talking and they're close and we're like kind of running out of shit to say. And we're just kind of looking at the ground, looking at each other. And in my sick, perverted mind, I'm thinking, oh God, she wants to do me right now. Oh God, what else is there to do? What else? We're out of shit to say.
Yeah, well, I'm out of shit. You out of shit? Tension. Yeah, I'm out of shit. You want to just touch each other's bodies?
Just, oh God. And that's all that's going through my mind. So I get kind of red and it's just so awkward.
And your dick fills up with blood.
I gotta go.
Yeah. That's a weird fucking
thing.
And
it's like, God, I don't even like you and you're a fucking friend of mine. Jesus Christ.
What a weird fucking deal that your dick fills up with blood. like that's what happens. Like, I'm ready to make babies. Commence blood flood.
Yeah, it's like a
shitty balloon animal. It's like a horrific, like Lovecraftian balloon animal. Like this fleshy, wormy thing that fills with blood.
Fucking disgusting.
Oh no. I guess vaginas aren't much better.
Mm. Well, at least they're
suckers.
Pretty, I don't know, they stay the same.
Do you think vaginas are pretty? I know we've basically talked about this before, but I've heard people say that vaginas are pretty.
They can be. They're either
really?
Ugly.
What does a pretty vagina look like? Does it have like fringe? does it sparkle? What does it look like?
It's hard to say. And I want to say it's like, you know, it depends on each person, but you look at it and the thought of... let me back up. Like, there's really obviously ugly vaginas out there, right?
Yeah, well,
but then there's.
I don't know if you would agree with me or not, but I think the droopier, like the more hangs out of it, the less.
Yeah.
Like, I don't necessarily need it to be in any where it basically looks like a tiny ass.
But if it's too tight and you can't see anything, it's like, ugh, like a little girl look.
Yeah.
And some girls have that.
Prepubescent.
It sucks. But there's that type of vagina you look at and you kind of try to convince yourself it's fine, but it's not bad. It's just like,
I've seen some porn, like, especially back in the day when all there really was for porn was pictures.
Yeah.
And like, I would look at amateur porn sometimes because there's a certain theoretical appeal to amateur porn.
Yeah.
Like something about like, these are real chicks.
Yeah.
But I'd say at least 80% of amateur porn is like, disturbing. It's just two people fucking, but it's still disturbing somehow. And it always seems like it's like filmed in a crime scene or something. Like it's a shitty apartment.
Spotlight.
There are no lights anywhere. And there's just shit on the floor. And it's just gross people. Like I feel like I'm watching something that I'm going to have to testify about later. but I've seen, what was I saying? All the old like amateur porn pictures. I've seen some long vaginas. Long. How does it get long like that? Like we're talking like half a foot long vagina.
I don't know. It's
it's like from like the very edge of the asshole, like up to the front somewhere.
Yeah, Jesus.
And it almost seems like if they bend over in like a doggy style type of position, like the whole pubis just sinks, like it droops down. Like it's not just the labia and the what are the inner lips? The outer lips or whatever. It's not just the lips that dangle. It's like the whole fucking mass, like a big like a pile of whale blubber that's washed ashore.
Like if you swung at it, it'd go
psh, psh, yeah,
instead
like it
of
would,
just
yes, yeah, like it would like the jowls of an old bloodhound. Yeah.
Yeah, no good.
I've seen some long asses too. That's like an older lady thing. Like
long asses.
Yeah, like tall asses. I don't know how to explain it.
I think like I know what you're talking about.
Like it starts at the middle of the back and goes down to like a little bit farther than it should, like into the thigh.
There's that muscle. Yeah, it's like the sides of your back. And most like moms, you know, their like waist or hips begin like mid back instead of lower, like the younger girls.
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
I think. Have you ever noticed that sometimes like moms, like older ladies in their 40s or whatever, they, well, for one thing, they wear the most unflattering pants. It's like they do it on purpose. Like, yeah. Fuck it. Like, I don't.
But they seem to work. Like that's. It fits what they have.
Yeah, you know? that's your vibe. But like they wear these like light colored jeans with like an elastic waistband. And they,
still
I don't know,
have a belt. Yeah.
They tuck their shirts in, or if they just wear shirts that conveniently stop right at that point. But So like they'll have them kind of hiked up, and something about those pants and their like big older lady ass, they look like they're wearing a diaper under there.
Yeah,
have you ever noticed that?
Oh,
like a lot of older women look like they're like housewives, moms look like they're wearing diapers. Do you think they are?
Like, I don't think so.
They could be.
God, I was into that at some point when I was younger.
Oh, wait a minute.
God.
Oh, wait. Did we have to explore this?
Not the diaper look, but the whole like the, it's hard. Those muscles, like that part where the, like I looked at so much porn, and obviously they, you know, they have the body that fits porn, you know, the tiny little asses.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see some of the MILF porn or amateur porn, and they're fucking some middle-aged woman, but she's hot, and she's got the waist, you know, it's a little bit higher, a little bit thicker, and it just seemed...
Childbearing hips?
A little bit, but not big, you know? It just seemed more realistic. Like, I'll never get with this porn star, but this mom, hey, who knows? You know, she might be a little lonely. It was like intense.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got out of it. I just couldn't, I just couldn't do it anymore.
Just couldn't jerk off to moms anymore.
It kept changing.
I wonder if mompants.com is a website.
It's funny. Like they make them to fit like moms. You know? But they're clearly, that was the style back in the day.
Mompants.com.
And like the sides, they would ride up like above the belly button, and like younger girls would wear them back in the day. But that side part, like the sides of the back were kind of like baggy because they didn't have those high childbearing hips.
Yeah.
And it,
I'm pretty sure I've had an argument with my mom at one point in the distant past about where a woman's waist is.
Yeah.
Because I was talking about how ridiculous it is when older women hike their pants up above their belly button.
Yeah.
Like, what are you? That's not how that's supposed to work. What are you doing?
It's ridiculous.
Like, they don't even really make pants that are meant to be. Like, even the moms who wear the mom pants aren't meant to be worn above your belly button. That's just the way you happen to do it.
Yeah.
And my mom told me that a woman's waist is higher, which I suppose, like their hips are different and stuff. I suppose that may be true, but that
generally
doesn't put it at the very bottom of the rib cage, mom. Like the belly button is still above the waist, unless you're some kind of weird mutant.
Yes.
That's strange. And that's why older women get that, like, well, it's not the only reason, but it's part of the reason why older women get that, what do you call it? I know there's a name for it, that like pouch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
What is that called?
I don't know.
Oh, I knew what it was called too, and I forget. Anyway, they get that pouch in the front, and it's because they hike their pants up so high, and it like cuts their stomach in half. You know?
Yep.
And it grows in that way. It's like women who wear corsets all the time and have those tiny, ridiculous waists, or the Chinese women who wear the tiny, tiny, tiny shoes, and their feet get all deformed so that they have tiny feet.
Jesus.
You're doing it to yourselves, moms.
Yeah. Like even
that's a whole different meaning to the term hourglass figure. Like you take those pants off and there's just a like this equator that's like sunken in.
Yeah, it's not working.
What else can we talk about that's offensive to moms? I can only imagine what last week's episode must have been like if my mom was listening. Like me waking up, like that's got to be a nightmare for a parent, right? Like it all worked out okay in the end, but I'm talking about how I like. What must you be thinking?
Yeah.
You know, like, my God, he's going to get himself killed.
Yeah.
Or he's got a drinking problem or something. And I realize that a lot of people, like, it takes them a long time to admit when they have a drinking problem.
Yeah.
But I really don't think I do. Well, I mean, I guess it depends on how you define it. I don't think I'm an alcoholic because if I was an alcoholic, I would be drinking all the time.
Yeah, constantly.
I think my drinking problem might actually be the opposite, that I don't drink enough and I always forget. I always forget just how tricky it can be.
Yeah. People, if people will say, I think I have a problem, but it's not a problem unless it's a problem.
Right.
And on a regular basis, like, you have a job, right? Yeah. It's can't be that bad.
Well, I mean, I guess in that kind of, well, not my job, but I guess in that kind of sense, it is a problem, because it is a problem sometimes when I drink. But I don't drink all the time, not even close. Like, I go long, long, long periods of time. I think the most drinking I ever did was when I was living with you and Aldi, because it was just, that was what was done.
That was the routine.
Right. That was what happened in that house.
You want a beer, Kyle?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I almost never keep alcohol in the house or the apartment.
I've working where I work, I see a lot of moms, like, day in, day out. And I kind of take notice. There's, like, you could classify them based on what they dress in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some moms wear these denim vests with no sleeves. And they have short hair. Always. Yeah. Always short hair. And they're bitches. Always.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, they're probably not getting a whole lot or not getting it adequately. And then I see these really...
You mean by it, you mean fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking. Yeah,
boning.
From their husbands or whatever. And then I see these women that wear like fishing vests, you know, kind of, but long sleeve black shirts, and they like cover everything up, like, and they wear hats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going for a jog, but they're shopping, and they look okay, but, like, why cover it up? It's like, I'm thinking, what do they want? And then there's
maybe
these
what they want is to be covered up.
I don't know, but they put the makeup on like they're... Where am I going with this?
You lost me when you started talking about fishing vests and long sleeve black shirts, like, and women wanting things.
There's this one type of woman that I see a lot. And you see one, you see two, okay. But I keep seeing it. It's this type of woman that has bleach blonde hair, mm-hmm. middle-aged, decent face.
Mm-hmm.
But they wear all black and, like, high boots and shit. And... it's not
like they're going for kind of a metropolitan sort of look, like a city slicker kind of deal. Like,
kinda, but it's all straight black, bright red lipstick, and they're covered up. It's not like they're, you know, and it's not leather. But I'm like,
maybe they're going to a funeral.
The manager at my apartment complex dresses like this.
Mm-hmm.
She's an older lady.
Maybe she's a vampire.
And they seem like they're into this goth look, but not really. And I think to myself, well, what do they want? And
you have actually really lost me on this whole what do they want thing.
I
don't understand the thought process. I'm looking at women and I'm wondering what it is that they want.
Sexually.
Yeah.
Sexually. Like, what are they lacking?
What makes this is where you're losing me.
Okay.
Is there something about them that makes you think they are lacking?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know.
Like, I can't believe you wear clothes. What is it that makes you think that they're lacking something?
They're all, if they're not bitchy, they're flirty, you know?
Okay.
And my sick, perverted ass just can't help but be around this. And I get bored and I take notice and I'll think to myself unwillingly, like, like, what are they into in the bedroom?
Okay, I'm still seeing a disconnect. There's there's the concept of what is this person into in the bedroom? Like, I can see being curious about that. Then there's the concept that this person is into something in the bedroom that they're not getting.
Yes.
And that's where I'm losing you. What is it that's leading you to that line of thought? What is it that's making you think they're missing out on something?
I think I'm just creating that.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. At least you can admit it.
God, that's fucked up. Oh, man. I should masturbate every day before I go to work.
You don't? Really
should. No.
That reminded me of something. I forget what now. Awesome. Shit. It didn't really... I guess it wasn't a big deal. I was going to say something, but it was... Yeah, probably not worth going back to now, but since I've made such a big deal about it, I will. I was just going to say,
yeah,
you were talking about these women being kind of flirty and how, like, And I felt like you were using that as an indicator that they were missing out on something, mm-hmm. that they were.
Yeah.
But I think some people are just flirty.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
a lot of people actually don't even really realize it. Like, that's just how they are. They think they're just being friendly.
Yeah. I think that's how women think they need to move up in the world.
Maybe some of them, but I think that's a little more cynical. I think a lot of them, and it's not just women, I think a lot of people just think they're being friendly when in reality, they're putting out these weird signals that other people are picking up on that just aren't really there.
Yeah. Or it could be the guy, the sick fuck, that's interpreting it as flirting.
Yeah.
Know. Yeah.
And then again, there are, you know, the kind of lonely guys who will interpret any kind of social contact whatsoever as flirting. Like, I think she must like me because she looked at me.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And most of the time, people try to avoid eye contact with me because I'm a monster.
I'm going to leave her a note on the car.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw you. You look good. I'll see you later.
It's completely unrelated to anything, but what you just said about the note on the car kind of made me think about it. How do you feel about the concept of a secret admirer?
Even I'm not comfortable with it.
I feel like it's the kind of thing that can only work in fiction.
Yeah.
Or maybe on a really lonely person.
It always makes me think of someone with some mental illness. They're fucked up in some way, socially or...
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it... what I think it is, more than likely, when a person does that, is just fear. You know, fear of rejection or whatever.
Yeah.
If I start putting this out there, getting them interested ahead of time, then like I can do this. I can kind of have a thing going on with them without ever having to actually confront them and be rejected.
Yeah.
What they fail to realize, I think, is that eventually if this works out for you, you are going to have that confrontational moment, and it'll just be 1,000 times worse if they liked you when you were secret. And now that they know who the secret was, ooh, they're like disgusted.
Yeah.
I think it's a concept that can only really work in fiction, or like I said, with like a really lonely person. Like if you're a really lonely, sad sack, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you get like a dozen roses from a secret admirer, that like could just blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I think most people would see that and they'd be curious, but they would be more concerned. I would be more concerned.
which sucks, because back in the day, like in the 80s, that was normal before like internet boomed, you know, and all that.
Yeah,
shit.
That was like the thing.
Yeah, you leave a note. Oh my God, there was no concern.
Right.
But today, yeah, everybody's. And you have to think, like, is that just paranoia, or is that like, do we just think that way because it's, what am I saying here? Like, because of what has gone on in society,
because it seems to be statistically true.
Yes, exactly.
That people are
it's probable that you will get raped, and but why is that? Like back in the day, it didn't seem that.
I don't think it's I wouldn't think rape. I would just think that this is a weird, awkward person, and chances are it's not somebody I'd be interested in. And I would just picture down the line when this eventually comes to its inevitable conclusion, where eventually I find out who it is, who is my secret admirer, and I have to have the awkward shoot them down conversation, and then who knows what happens. Like they kill themselves or they exact their revenge, or if it's somebody I have to see on a daily basis, everything is relatively okay, but we just not the same anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't help seeing the inevitable crash and burn part of it.
Yeah.
I did have it. I think I mentioned this on the show once a long time ago, but I like rehashing old ideas.
Yeah,
I did have a secret admirer once in eighth grade.
Eighth grade, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and she wrote me a note and gave it to one of her friends, who then gave it to me. And I forget exactly what the note said. I think it was something along the lines of like, "Do you have a girlfriend? I like you." I don't remember if it's specific. I think it kind of asked me out.
Yeah, like,
but I didn't know who it was, so that's a weird thing to do.
Yeah,
you know, like, will you go out with me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can I see you first? Like, can I talk to you? Can I know who you are as a human being?
I don't know if this is true when you were younger, but the thing when I was younger was, will you go with me?
Yeah, I don't know.
Go with me?
Well, see,
it's like that. You want to go steady shit, like back in the 50s.
Up until my secret admirer, my only experience with like anything even remotely like dating kind of related was this one time in elementary school when I just decided to lie to people and tell them I had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I did because other people were saying they had girlfriends and I didn't even really care at the time. I just lied and said this girl that I rode the bus with was my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And I think I was found out, like I was discovered. But I remember it not really being a big deal, which is nice because I could have been ridiculed forever.
Yeah.
And then after that secret admirer incident, my first real relationship type experience or any kind of dating type of experience was after high school, like right after, but after high school. So what was it you were just saying a minute ago? Because I forgot my point. right before I started blathering on.
Oh, I was talking about, do you want to go with me?
Yeah, okay. So I never had anybody ask if they wanted to go with me. I've heard that phrase, but I don't know how common it was or like, you know, I never used it.
But
the idea of going steady, I think my entire life has been ridiculous. Like, let's go steady. Like, what does that even mean? Yeah. Like, isn't that just what you do?
Do you want to talk to me exclusively?
Like, are the kind of young kids that would say, do you want to go steady? Are they the kind of people who, if you didn't specifically say, do you want to go steady? They'd be like fucking around, you know, like casual dating.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they are. I don't know. But yeah, so my secret admirer wrote me this note, and I found out from a friend, from another friend who knew where the note came from, who it was. And actually I kind of liked her, but I was sort of scared by the whole thing and, you know, didn't really know how to handle it. And so I think I just never responded.
Oh.
I don't think I said no, I just never responded.
That's horrible.
And like,
all
I'm sure she was,
nights.
I'm sure she was, you know, like too embarrassed or whatever. Excuse me, to make another move. Like, she probably took it as rejection, and I...
Probably.
Yeah.
Just sitting there like, he's not responding. What could this mean? I'm thinking the worst. Oh, God, he doesn't like me. No.
We became Facebook friends around the time when I was living alone and getting drunk in the shower.
Yeah.
And I think I drunkenly apologized to her on Facebook one day.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was a good thing to do or not because, you know, maybe it was this, like, you know, embarrassing emotional mini trauma for her, or maybe it was the kind of thing where it's like, man, I haven't thought about that in years. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, she
like,
doesn't give a
that's
shit.
That's weird that you're still thinking about that, weirdo.
That's always that. Ugh. I have a friend, a female friend that I knew in high school, and she admitted to me one time we were talking that these two guys in my grade had raped her.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm so tempted to just like start a fire with this because I see the guys on Facebook. I'm not friends with them, but I've thought about like messaging them like
sup rapist.
Like yeah.
They just never messaged them again.
Remember way back in the day when you raped that one girl? Oh man, how
I think it would be funny to message like, them sup rapist and then just never message them again.
I thought of adding
just let
them
it stew in their head
as a friend because I think they're married now, both guys, and just throwing that on their wall. Hey, you remember this?
Yeah.
God.
We've talked so much about rape on this show, but I feel bad because a lot of times when a person tells me they've been raped, it totally depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times when a person tells me they've been raped, there's a part of me that's skeptical about it.
Oh, yeah.
Which sucks because if you've really been raped, like that's shitty. Like, prove it. Like, well, fuck, come on. You know, like I would never do that, by the way. I would never say prove it.
But you can't help it,
But like so in my experience in person, I'd say not every time I've been told that a person's been raped, but I'd say at least half.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, like, really? Like, I want more details because there are situations where girls will say they've been raped and I think they're full of shit.
Yeah.
Because they're like criteria for what constitutes rape is fucked up. And, but I also feel uncomfortable asking for those details, but then it sits in the back of my head this person is the kind of person who would say some fucked up shit about being raped for attention or whatever, or because they regret a sexual decision they've made. And I feel bad about it, like I said, because there definitely are people who have genuinely been raped, and some of them I may have thought in my head, really?
Yeah.
And that feels shitty. I know.
Well, with this one girl, that's funny you mentioned that. We were in her car talking about it, and like she broke down crying, but like, I've known this girl and I hung out with her and she was off mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So when she, and she had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I might have told you about this way back, but anyway, she broke down crying and started like, she had a boyfriend at the time. We're in this car and she broke down crying, told me this, and then just started, you know, putting her face on my shoulder, crying, and then started kissing me and shit.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I was like,
so
skeptical.
See, the thing about that
story
is, like, that is sort of the kind of thing I'm talking about. Like, there's a certain kind of girl where I'm like, you're fucked up in the head and you might just be spreading shit.
Yes.
Yeah. But the thing about that is, what if the reason they're all fucked up in the head is because they've been raped twice?
Yeah, shit.
You know?
Jesus, here I am left.
Well, it is like, fuck. Like, you're as somebody who's being told this, you're kind of fucked no matter what. Because if you're like, especially like if you kind of know this person that supposedly raped them, because your choice is to, you basically have three choices. You can believe them wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
And now this guy you know is a rapist.
Yeah. And you don't know what's, you know, just based on her word. Yeah.
You can decide they're probably full of shit. Mm-hmm. So now you're okay with this guy. But now there's this person that may have been a rape victim and you think they're an asshole.
Yeah.
Or you can be completely neutral, which is just weird. Like, look, I don't want to get in the middle of it. You know, like,
you're both my friends.
This is between you and your rapist. Not my business. I don't even know why you told me about it.
God.
You know? Yeah. So it's just a shitty thing all around. Yeah. And, and there's this idea, like, I've heard about people, I've heard people say, you know, if a woman accuses a man of rape and it turns out she was lying, she should be prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that, except the court systems aren't flawless.
Yeah.
They're not perfect. And if every time a person makes a rape accusation, they have to worry about, shit, if this doesn't go my way, I might get thrown in jail for being raped and not being able to prove it.
Yeah,
like, you didn't get raped right.
I got to build a... Do I have a case here?
Yeah, you didn't get raped right, so now you have to go to jail. Like, fuck. Yeah. So, like, on the one hand, if we knew 100% this person was trying to fuck with this guy by saying he raped her, throw her in the slammer. But I don't feel like you can be that sure.
Not at all.
You know? Which sucks, because I would love to throw those bitches in the slammer.
Based on a jury, and if she's crying on the stand, the jury will believe her. Yeah.
Or if the jury doesn't believe her because, like, she couldn't prove it, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But she had the balls to actually report the crime.
Yeah, confront the
man. Then it comes and bites her in the ass. That would, it's just a horrible, tragic thing all around. There's no real good way to handle it.
Yeah.
shit. You want to take a break?
That sounds good.
Okay.
I'm getting a boner here.
This is Jesus, and I approve this message. Do you have plans for May 22nd, 2011? Well, too fucking bad, because I'm gonna rapture your ass on May 21st. Here's the thing, though. I'm going to the forums at idgehat.com, and I'm gonna see who's been commenting. If you comment on the forums, you're gonna be saved. If not, you're fucked. Have a nice day. I'm angry at my dad because he killed me and nailed me to a plank of wood. He's a dick.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Ryan, I just had an amazing new idea.
You just had amazing.
I don't, English is my second language. My first language is Morse code.
Anyway,
My idea is that we play some voicemails and then respond to them.
That's
it's
a good
very
idea.
Original, and it's something we've never done on the show
You're
before.
You're a fucking genius.
So are you ready for some voicemails?
I am.
Yay!
Hey, guys, it's John. John K. I was trying to think of what Orion could do for the cover of his solo CD, and then I thought, what if there was a picture of him, like, leaning back, laughing hysterically, and out of the zipper of his pants is a stick of dynamite, and it's lit, right? The wick is lit. And there are just women running from him in terror. And I thought, no, probably wouldn't fly, but at least I'm trying. So have a good day. Bye.
I like it.
God, I'm trying so hard not to laugh during the voicemail. That's fucking great.
That is a brilliant way to visually illustrate Orion's charismatic rapist nature.
It is. was thinking the same.
Ryan's just laughing as women flee in terror.
They're all like,
and his dick is literally a weapon.
All these women with like just holding up towels running for their lives.
Yeah.
Just got to cover the basics. Oh, God, run.
Yeah, so I like it.
I like it. Yeah.
What would you name that album?
Oh, man.
Dicknamite.
No, that's too easy. Ooh. Let's think this out, Kyle. Come on.
Okay. I said one. It's your turn. LOL, I'm a rapist.
I like that one, yeah.
Suck it, so gangsta. LOL, I'm a rapist. Actually, I want you to make that album now. I don't care if every song is just shit. It's just you banging on an old pot and just screaming. I don't care.
Yeah.
I want to hear that. I want to have that album. We should at least do that photo shoot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know where we would find enough women to run away in terror. Do they have to be hot? I almost think it'd be funnier if they just weren't. Yeah. Just none of them were even remotely attractive.
We'll just give the fatties the eye. And
they're all moms with the
I'll
big diaper
I'll do whatever you
ass.
Want. Yeah. I'll do whatever you want.
Okay. So, LOL, I'm a rapist it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Next voicemail?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Kyle and Orion. As for Kyle going and getting drunk and hooking up with some chick, I think you owe it to the show. We've listened for a long time and heard how you don't, you know, have a lot of relations with women. And that story about you getting pissy drunk and you maybe fell in a pond or wrestled a dead bear, it was kind of entertaining. And I know it's kind of self-destructive, but I'm saying, hey, some whore wants to put your winky in her nurse hole, then I say go for it. It sounds like it'd be a good story. I think I had other things, but I forget. So I'll call back later.
Did he say put my winky in her nurse hole? I don't think I've ever heard that before. I've
never heard that term.
Nurse hole? That's a weird term for it. I don't even, what is that mean?
Clearly this woman isn't a nurse, and what is she nursing?
It's her nurse hole. Maybe he thinks that's how like breastfeeding works. Like babies just clamp up in the vagina and suck out milk out of the vagina. I don't know. I do kind of agree with him. I do kind of agree with him, though. Not that I owe it to the show, but that like the story that I told last week.
Yeah, yeah.
As much as all of that, everything I did in that story, it was just chock full of bad decisions.
Yeah.
Part of the reason I wasn't more embarrassed by it or more upset about it was because it gave me something to talk about on the show.
Exactly.
Like that's part of the reason I started going out to the bar is because I feel like I don't go out and do enough. So I don't have enough to talk about. Like, so I was like, I was actually sort of excited in a weird, perverse sort of way.
Yeah. I was the same way. Sitting here doing the show and you were telling me this, I laughed along, but deep down I was disturbed.
Really?
I like had a stomach ache. Like, this is really bad. But then I went home and in retrospect, it's like,
yeah, I got to tell the listeners something that Ryan did. I don't remember which day it was, but there was one day this week because I had said I was going to go back to the bar and we don't really talk much throughout the week.
Yeah, once a week.
So there was nothing really abnormal about this, but Orion hadn't heard anything from me in a few days.
No activity online.
And he emailed me to ask me if I was still alive.
Yeah.
And of course I was, and I said yes, but I just thought that was really funny at the time.
Yeah, because
because
I wanted to know what happened. I'm like, I'm dying. Like, did they kick you out? You go to the bar like, hey, guys. And they're like, get the fuck out after last week. But can you please at least tell me I apologize? You know, and I'm talking to roommate Mike and he's like, fuck if I know. I don't know when he's in or out. I don't know if he came home, if he's here now. I don't know. Well, go check sometimes. Let me know.
What would you have done if I just never responded?
You son of a bitch. I was thinking the worst. And I honestly thought you were pulling something. Like, I'm going to go out one more time, and then you just kind of cut off contact with everybody, and then Friday comes, I show up, you're not here, there's no show. And
I'm like, oh, I didn't.
Oh, God.
I didn't do anything differently this week than I do any week, though. Like, I sporadically will post things to, like, the Twitter or my Facebook or whatever, but it's very few and far between. And so it's not like I cut off all contact from the internet. I just hadn't posted anything recently.
I'm so worried. Oh my God. The things I thought, like the obvious one, you went back and you told yourself, I'm not going to do this again, but circumstances, you know, took place that made it so you went even further and got arrested. And I'm like, well, man, he could be in jail, man. And should I call the fucking jail?
You know what? To be honest, if I had ended up in jail, you are probably the person I would have ended up calling. Because who else am I going to call? Yeah. And, so you probably would be the first to find out.
Yeah. And what else did I think? I thought, well, maybe he just met a guy that was kind of cool, went back to his place and they played games. No, they played video games and
now I'm in his refrigerator.
And you went to sleep and you woke up and you're like, why go home? Let's play video games. This guy's here. He's not working today. And then the next day and you're like, you know what? Why go home? Let's play video games. Jesus. We got to beat this game.
Who is this rich benefactor I met at the bar?
I'm just thinking it could just be a cool guy that has a video game they have to beat. I don't know.
Were you sad that I had a new hypothetical best friend? No.
Little jealous. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. But yeah, goddamn.
All right. Well, there's one more voicemail, which is also from Austin. And this one is a long one. Right. So buckle your seatbelts, everybody. It's going to be an Austin-y ride.
Hey, Kyle and Orion. I actually remembered now. One thing, I'm glad you guys brought back the stories. I felt like things have been missing for a while, but I couldn't place what it was. I thought maybe just the stories being more recent with the epic greats that you remember and tell everyone when you first meet them, thinking maybe that was part of it. I'm glad. It's also those goofy-ass stories like that dude who cut his finger off. So that's good to have. But also, my washing machine broke, so I'm going to the coin laundry, and it reminded me of last time I was here. There's some girl who was bent over completely, like picking shit off of the floor and throwing it into the dryer. And I'm looking at her, and she's wearing a really short shirt. And I'm thinking, wow, her thigh is really discolored. And the way she was standing when she's trying to straighten her hips up and bent over a little bit more than she could already, I realized, oh, that's not a discolored thigh, that's her puss. And it was some older lady, so her thigh, it looked, I don't know, it was weird. It was basically like her pussy had like merged onto her left thigh. And then when she stood up, it was not, like she had all her weight on one leg and maybe that's, I don't know. But I look over and there's this other guy who just walked over and looked at this and saw this. And we both just kind of shook our head like that's fucking amazing and horrible at the same time. And the funny thing is I was 2 seconds away from taking a picture of it because on Tosh.0 they mentioned this girl sitting on a bus wearing a skirt, and her thighs were so big that it almost looked like she had a cunt growing out of her thighs. So they were calling it a thunt. So I was going to post it on People at Walmart, even though it wasn't Walmart, and say, you know, there's a thunt. And I realized, nope, it's just an old-fashioned cunt. So, keep the goofy news stories. It's good times. Later.
When you say it was an old-fashioned cunt, the only thing I can think of is that means it must have been hairy. Because
mm-hmm.
otherwise, what's the difference between an old-fashioned cunt and a new-fashioned cunt?
Yeah, my thought was, so Austin is one of those guys. You go to the laundromat, and it's like you can't get away from the fucks that stare. It's like,
I don't know. If a chick is wearing something and bending over, and the thing that she's wearing is something that exposes her vagina, which has melted onto her thigh, then I don't think you can really be reprimanded for having taken notice of that.
God, and it's dark in color. I'm picturing like my asshole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gets darker as you get in. Like, where did that discoloration come from? All the porn stars have the bright pink asshole, you know?
So you've been taking a look at your asshole.
It happened at some point way back. I assume it's the same.
You just bend over and look through your legs into the mirror.
But to have that with a vagina, like what has to go on? Like what? It's not like you're shitting out of your vag.
Well, there. I mean, I've What's seen a lot of vaginas
where it's staining your skin.
Some of them are darker.
Yeah.
Like especially the inner part.
Mm.
I mean, it's all the inner part is always darker.
Yeah.
And some of them are darker than others. And maybe, for some reason, I feel like older ladies, like as they get leatherier and stuff, like it just gets darker.
Mm.
Like it's ripening.
Oh, God.
You know?
Jesus.
Mm, it's cured.
That's going to be the worst. Like
a smoked meat.
You get into a relationship,
mm-hmm.
and you both get older, and you start noticing these disgusting abnormalities with the genitals, you know, mm-hmm. as you get older. Like it's darkening and sagging. What do? You can't just laugh at them. You can't. It's mean.
You could, yeah.
It's mean to just break it off.
Look at your vagina. Oh, man.
Let's do it. That's crazy. They take it off and it's like, you're laughing. What are you laughing at? Oh, my God. Have you seen yourself in the mirror? For God's sake. Jesus.
Someday all these vagina tentacles are going to be dragging on the floor and you're just going to have to deal with it.
And they'll always ask, do I still turn you on? You know, how girlfriends do.
Well, I got to be honest. Not really.
I'm not going to answer that. I'm just going to take a picture here, let you look at that, and you
Close your eyes when we're doing it? Oh, man. Do women's vaginas get, droopier as they get older?
I don't know.
I wonder
if Ollie's mom.
If it does happen that way, I wonder if it's an effect of gravity.
Jesus.
I mean, think about it. You spend a lot of your time standing up, mm-hmm. and it's, basically facing the floor. You've got this flesh basically hanging out of it, being mm-hmm. pulled to the earth. And over time, I could see how that could eventually kind of stretch it out. But I wonder, though, if that's the case, do old men's dicks eventually get not bigger, just longer, just stretched out, just droopier?
Because I understand the testicles, there's some weight in there. But
I imagine old man dicks as being very bulbous on the end,
mm-hmm.
and thinner in the middle, because they've stretched, it's the middle part that stretches, and then the end where the weight is just stays the same size, so it stretches and thins out, and there's just a pendulum of a penis there.
That reminds me, there was a product as a kid called Gak.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? Nickelodeon Gak. It was it wasn't Play-Doh, but it was some kind of slime.
Yeah, it was like a slime.
And I would always, all I did was make penises with this Gak. And I would wait for it. And I'm with my little brother.
Mm-hmm.
And it would droop. And it's like, oh, that's what it's going to look like when we're old. When we're old.
I imagine it looking like a sock with a golf ball in it. Yeah.
Oh, God.
What else? He mentioned that he thinks he misses the stories. News stories and stuff, wacky news stories.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't see as many of them anymore.
Yeah.
Well, there are two major factors at work there. I feel like I don't see as many of them anymore, and I feel like when I do, a lot of times I've heard somebody else talk about it before we get a chance to, and I'm always afraid. Either I fully agreed with whatever I heard somebody else say about it,
mm-hmm.
and so I don't want to say the same thing all over again.
Yeah.
Or I'm afraid that little pieces of things I've heard other people say about it are going to sneak their way into what I'm saying about it.
Yeah.
And then it's I'm ripping them off.
Yeah. Yeah. In some way. Yeah.
I think that's partially a consequence of the fact that we only do this once a week mm-hmm. on Fridays.
Yeah.
If we did it daily, you'd probably hear a lot more stuff like that because as soon as I see it, mm-hmm. we're talking about it. But cool. But I do enjoy talking about crazy news stories. I guess there's one more factor that keeps me from doing it, and that is sometimes the crazy news story is crazy enough that it is the joke.
Yes.
So I bring it up, I tell the story,
and
then there's nothing to say about
and
it.
And I'm like, nod.
Yep, that's a crazy story. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
All right, yeah, moving on.
Yeah.
What can he say?
Yeah, if it's a certain kind of crazy news story, there's nothing really to say about it except, man, that's fucked up.
It'd be a lot better, during a live cast, you bring it up and have some kind of interaction, in a chat or something.
Mm.
What do you have to say about it? But then most people would be like, well, I agree with you guys. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, if I don't have an observation about it, that's unique or whatever, there's no point in bringing it up.
Yeah.
I feel like we've done that a couple times, without really thinking about it, we've brought a story up and then been like, oh, huh. Mm-hmm. I guess we didn't really have anything to talk about that. So I've sort of tried to steer away from it. But you're right. I do enjoy the funny news stories.
Yes. Yeah. If they're good. And it's rare. But going back to the droopy vaginas, I just thought of this.
Right.
This is fucking sick. Ollie's mom, and I assume it's her because it's Ollie. Aldi, me, and her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll check the toilet every once in a while, and there's like a smear mark of like disgusting bloody urine just smeared across the front of the lid, you know? And maybe she's drooping because she's old and like she pees and gets up and it's like...
Well, she's probably not menstruating anymore.
No, it's just, I don't know. She has all kinds of fucking problems mentally. Who knows what's going on physically?
She's been pissing blood for a decade, but nobody knows because she doesn't speak English and Aldi hates her.
Our fucking fridge went out. It just died. All our shit went bad, obviously. We had hot dogs and shit went bad. The milk in the fridge curdled right away within hours. But when the guy was going to come, the apartment maintenance guy was going to come and replace it or fix it, I went to clean it out and all the meat had been eaten, all the hot dogs.
Mm.
And I told Aldi, I'm like, you didn't fucking eat that. No, it was probably my mom. And Aldi's mom did eat that. And I was worried for her. I'm like, she's going to fucking die. And she's like, no, she eats all kinds of rotten shit.
She's a fucking goat.
And she never gets sick from it. She's done this all her life. She leaves shit out, milk, whatever.
Bosnians,
never gets sick.
Bosnians are a hearty people.
They have that thick stomach line.
Well, Aldi's mom does that. There's this thing, I don't know if we ever talked about it, but there's this thing Aldi's mom does, or at least she used to do when I was living there.
Oh, yeah.
Where she'll like take a bowl or a pot or something and fill it with milk and just leave it on the counter for like a week. And then she'll just eat it. And I know, you know, like that's not too, like that's sort of how like yogurts and cheeses and stuff are made.
Yeah,
like it's curdled milk kind of, but not just like sour milk sitting on the counter. Like that's
filled with bacteria.
Right.
God. And she makes all these dishes and she leaves them out. So it's like, here you go, guys. When you get home from work, here's dinner. Mm-hmm. I don't touch that shit because she's the kind of woman that doesn't wash her hands after shitting.
Yeah.
I've caught her many times, so I won't eat her food anymore. Fuck it. And I'm worried to use silverware because she does the dishes, you know?
Like
just wiping her ass and then scratching it.
Scratching it with a fork.
Yeah,
it's all done.
But she'll leave these dishes of food out all night because we don't touch them and just eats them the next day. And it's fucking rotten. It's just sitting there. And she never gets sick.
I guess it depends on what it is and if it was covered or whatever. But yeah, in general, it's not the greatest idea in the world to leave like a big dish of food out all night and then just dig into it the next day.
But droopy vagina, disgusting.
Droopy droop.
Mm.
Mm. So what's in your notes this week?
Oh, this week I was at work, believe it or not. I was hit on by a mother and daughter.
Like a tag team?
Yeah, and they were good looking.
Nice.
And I'm like, sweet, I'll tell the world. Oh my God, you won't believe. But I'm thinking about it. And I'm like,
I got a baby coming.
No. Well, yeah. Hey, I have the right to think whatever. But when this was going on, like it was, maybe I'm just fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, probably. Ooh, they were flirting with me, but they weren't. They were just being nice. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were hitting on me. They just wouldn't stop. And all these thoughts flood into my head, you know, fantasies. I can't help it. And the shit that took place in my head had to be illegal in multiple countries. It was so bad.
So we're talking about like an incestuous mother-daughter fantasy?
Yes. Bad shit.
Like, okay, in your fantasy, I assume you're boning the mother and daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are they going at it with each other too?
Yeah.
Or are they just there? Because I've seen...
They have to be because I'm like, ooh, they're both hot.
I've seen porn with twins.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And it's like...
The twin porn.
Okay, and it took me a while to realize that like there are two girls, they're twins, and they're both getting fucked, but they're very careful about not doing anything.
Yeah,
you know,
don't
together.
Touch. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're not, you know, that's not supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder. I almost feel like that. Wow, this is fucked up. I almost feel like that like defeats the purpose of twin porn.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The whole point of it is that it's all kind of weird and like it's this crazy fantasy thing.
Yeah.
Like maybe this makes me a fucked up weirdo. I don't think it does.
Yeah.
The idea of like two hot twin sisters making out.
Yeah.
That's like extra hot. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like if they weren't twins, I don't think I'd feel the same way. There's something special about twins, like two of the same person making out with each other and they're both hot.
What is
I don't
that?
Know.
if they weren't attractive, you'd be like, ooh, incest. I'm not into that shit. Fuck off. But no, they're hot. Right. And you're like...
Or if it was like a brother and sister. Brother and sister wouldn't do anything for me. But like the twin sisters.
Oh, God. What if you were like bisexual and you saw that and you were like, maybe. Hey, nothing wrong with that. They're both hot. Eh, I'm maybe. Liking this. Mm. But back to the mother-daughter thing. I was thinking, who would you fuck first? The mother or the daughter?
Which one was hotter?
They were both equally, like, the daughter is, like, our age and hot. So you're like, oh, someone my age. But the mom's hot. It's like, ooh, I've never tapped that territory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, and, like, older women, to me, that in itself can be hot simply because of this. Because most older, middle-aged women are married, and they want nothing to do with any other guy, you know. And their morals are solid gold, you know, solid.
Right.
So to hit that isn't fucking impossible. But a young girl, it's like, oh, you get them a fucking drink and they'll bounce off your dick.
Really?
Yes.
This is hilarious to me.
In theory.
Hearing all of this come out of your mouth. But keep going.
So I'm thinking, yeah.
But the young bitches, you just buy them a drink and they're bouncing on your dick. It's like, man, bitches.
I think... if I went with the daughter first, you know, it'd be like a tease for the mom, right? Because the mom, you say, like, maybe she doesn't get it as often. She's a mom, you know. The daughter probably gets it quite often.
She's probably a slut.
Partying all the time. Yeah, she looks...
People got to be buying her drinks.
Yeah. What else do you do when you're young?
She's just bouncing from dick to dick around the bar.
Yeah. So you get with the daughter, tease the mom. She's getting all hot and heavy. And then you get the mom. And it's like, Thundercats! Yes.
Oh, I think is the word you were looking for.
I was looking for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But
I don't know.
It was awkward though.
It's only awkward because your brain's going a mile a minute.
Like, that's true.
I can just picture you standing there, like looking kind of off into the distance, and they're talking to you, and you're like, "What? Sorry, I was just watching a porn involving you two in my brain."
We just thought your name was interesting. Jesus.
That's like a weird kind of ADD sort of thing you've got going on. Because like I'll see hot chicks and I'll check them out and I'll even think, but like my sexual thoughts in that situation are kind of more vague.
Yeah.
Like I don't see a hot girl and immediately start thinking about like all the crazy ways I would fuck her.
I know. God.
So if I met this hot mother-daughter team, I'd be like, oh, man, they were hot.
Yeah.
And that's about where it would end for me.
Yeah.
Maybe later on that day, I might go back and, like, think about them and fantasize about it or whatever. But but I wouldn't be, like, standing there talking to them and thinking about them eating each other out or whatever.
God, it was so bad. And it's... If they were like, hey, we have a room, you want to come? There's no fucking way. Like, it's strictly fantasy. I can't turn it off.
If do you and Aldi have any kind of like, okay, in this situation that like some people have like celebrities, like, okay, you and me, we're together. But if you ever met Brad Pitt,
oh, God.
Okay, like if he wanted to fuck you, then I'd let you because that's like, that's Brad Pitt. Oh, my God. And that's you I'm talking about. Yeah. Orion, if you ever met Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Could like, resist.
Okay, extenuating circumstances. When are you getting offered a threesome by a hot mom and her daughter in a hotel room?
Yeah.
Like, would Aldi be like, well, I can see how that went down.
Nah, we've tried to get there with the playing with the celebrity game, but it always ends in me laughing or making fun of her because her main man is David Beckham. And I... Like,
makes fun of you for Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. And we can't get past that bullshit. Like, I make fun of his voice and she makes fun of how hideous and disgusting sagging skin. I'm like, what? I don't get it.
It's like a sea creature.
So we never get past that point. So we can't say, okay, I'll let you, you know, if he just happens to pop in.
So wait, does that mean that David Beckham, like you guys are okay with this idea in theory, but David Beckham and Cameron Diaz are off limits?
I guess, yeah. We've never gotten past that point. It's strictly been...
That's hilarious. What about Adriana Lima? I know that was like your other chick.
God, I don't know. I'll have to ask.
Okay, get back to me.
But then she'll find something with her... Like her face is off, but her teeth are okay.
That's, you know, your, that's your thing.
She'll be like, ooh, I'm Adriana Lima. Chop, 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 chop.
Ooh, but look at my face.
And I'll be like, oh, fuck off.
There is something kind of weird about, like, there have been a couple of times in just casual conversations about chicks that are hot or whatever.
Yeah.
Where you've been like, something about her cuspids.
I can't.
Man, I like a chick with nice cuspids.
It's so rare.
And it's the way you say it, like, it's the way you say it, like, it's like, I'm going to be like, yeah, you know, yeah.
No, look
at those things.
I know. Man. It's so bad.
Ooh.
Oh, moving on. I also, in the same day, was hit on by a black woman, like a middle-aged woman.
Yeah.
Who was attractive.
Did you lynch her?
That was even more awkward because the fantasies in my head, mm-hmm. I didn't know how to play out.
Were they kind of slavey?
No. I didn't. I'm like, I don't know if they do it the same way, you know?
Yeah.
They do it different, probably.
It's like those aliens in Avatar, how they like hook their hair up together. Like black people have a totally different way of doing it.
Like, does she want me to call her bad names and beat her up? So I'm trying.
Tell me how you're not going to pay child support.
I'm trying not to think of this shit. Oh my God, I got even more red.
So she was hot.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about this before, yeah. But I typically am not very attracted to black women, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that I definitely am, but it's kind of few and far between. But
yeah.
the one of the bartenders at the bar,
yeah,
is a black chick, and she's super cute.
Yes.
I would hug her.
Mm-hmm. She's huggable, not fuckable. She's just so cute, like a Tinkerbell. You know, you just want to...
I'd make out with her.
Put her in your pocket, you know?
We've put stickers up at that bar before,
yeah.
Like in the bathroom. They always end up coming down, but I'm pretty sure they know it's us.
Oh, yeah.
It would be funny to me if they listen and they just never said anything.
Yeah, just kind of, hey, guys.
For what it's worth, if she's listening, I would hug you and I would make out with you, but those are both compliments.
Yeah.
And I would not get slavey with you. Promise. Unless that's what you're into, then I would do it. I would try for you, but that's not my natural inclination.
Oh, man. I'll leave it with this. With the black chick, I, again, was thinking, she's, like, hitting on me, and these thoughts enter my head. And the last one was, like, me coming on her face. Like, I had to come on her face.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's just talking to me, man. And I gotta, like, snap out of it.
You're, like, slapping yourself in the face. She's just confused. What are you doing?
Sorry, I was thinking about coming on her face. Because that's what you like, right?
Shit.
Wow.
Man, it must be exhausting to be you. It must be just a fucking ordeal.
Oh,
every time you see a person, period, it's like, I wonder what they're
into. Oh.
So,
yeah.
Anything else in your...
That's it.
That's for this week? Yeah. All right. Well, then I think that's it for this week.
All right. Shit.
So, as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com
or me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And of course, you can check us out in the good old forums. Mm-hmm. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. I did kind of want to mention that there was Marleykins made a post kind of about being sick of people misinterpreting her.
Yeah.
Which I understand because that's really frustrating.
Totally get it. Yeah.
She mentioned two instances with me. Mm-hmm. With us, but like she joked to me on Twitter and that one was just totally a misunderstanding. She also mentioned there was a time she said she didn't particularly care for one episode and we got butt hurt enough about it to complain on the show. And I don't remember what that was.
I forget the episode, but I remember us just,
it may have happened, but I don't remember getting like angry about it.
No, we were just joking around.
Well, I'd have to, I'd have to listen back because maybe I did, but, but yeah, I don't know. Like we're cool as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I guess moving on, Facebook and Twitter. Yeah. Facebook.com/HChat and Twitter.com/HChat.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can donate. Send me all of your monies.
Monies!
Because I like monies. Mm-hmm. And I like it for free. The best. Especially when it comes for free. That's the best part. Okay.
All right. That should do it.
All right.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
Ready.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, guys. Once again, this has been I Just Had a Terrible Thought. Mm-hmm. And you know what we'll do? We're going to check you next week.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.